Poslední čtyři branky, 3, 2, 1, korunní princezna alpského snowboardingu přebírá korunu od Ester Ledecké.
The first Czech medal of the day came from the slopes. On Sunday, Zuzana Maďarová, a native of the northern Bohemian city of Liberec, delivered the biggest victory of her career. She had never won a World Cup race before. Her best results were 2 second-place finishes, and at her Olympic debut in Beijing 4 years ago, she failed to make it past qualification. This time, everything came together, confirming her rise among the world's elite. Already considered one of the co-favorites, Maďarová finished second in qualification behind the defending champion Ester Ledecká. In the knockout rounds, she defeated Germany's Loch and Hofmeister, Italy's Cafont, and then Austria's Payer in the final, winning by a clear margin of 83 hundredths of a second. At the finish line, she was welcomed by a cheering crowd, including Czech President Petr Pavel, who personally congratulated her. Speaking to Czech radio after the race, Maďarová said the conditions played perfectly into her hands.
Od začátku do konce byla trať úplně perfektně připravená. Italové to zvládli výborně.
From start to finish, the course was perfectly prepared. The Italians did a great job. And I told myself that if the course is perfectly prepared and I'm perfectly prepared, then why not go for it 100%? It's now or never. I just sent it from the very first run and it worked. I still can't believe it, but it really happened, so I'll have to get used to being called Zuzana Maďarová Olympic champion.
With that victory, Maďarová became only the third Czech Olympic champion in snowboarding, following Ester Ledecká and Eva Adamčíková, who won gold in snowboard cross at the 2014 Winter Games in Sochi under her maiden name Samková. Her longtime coach Evžen Mareš, who has worked with her since she was 8 years old, says the signs were already there, even if Olympic gold was never the expectation.
Ve vítězství na olympiádě určitě ne, ale to, že by se mohla.
It was definitely not about winning the Olympics, but that she could fight her way into the semifinals. That's something I had already predicted at a federation press conference back in November, and it came true. The results lately haven't been completely great, but the start of the season in China, Cortina and Careza showed that she can win qualification races when Ester isn't there.
Když tam Ester není, tak jakože je rychlá.
Maďarová's triumph came at the expense of her teammate and role model Ester Ledecká, who had been aiming for a third consecutive Olympic gold in giant slalom. Despite dominating the morning qualification, Ledecká made a mistake in the quarterfinals and was eliminated by Austria's Payer. Just a few hours after Maďarová claimed gold, Czechia was celebrating again, this time at the speed skating oval. In his Olympic debut, speed skater Metoděj Jílek won silver in the 5,000 meters. The 19-year-old finished second behind Norwegian world record holder Sander Eitrem, securing the biggest result of his career so far. While Eitrem had already broken the world record earlier this season in Insel, becoming the first skater to go under 6 minutes over 5,000 meters, both men surpassed the Olympic record on Sunday. Speaking after the race, Jílek was typically self-critical.
I
can't say I'm completely happy. I was expecting a bit more. But I was racing against the best 5,000 meter skater in the world right now, so I can't really see it as a disappointment either. I gave it all I had. I didn't let myself down, but I didn't really surprise myself either. So my emotions are probably more neutral.
Under the Olympic rings, Jílek followed in the footsteps of Martina Sáblíková, the 7-time Olympic medalist who has defined Czech speed skating for years. In Milan, the athlete coached by New Zealander Callon Dobbin still has medal ambitions in the 10,000 and 1,500 meters and the mass start, and says the silver medal is already a source of motivation.
Tak určitě ta motivace do dalších závodů na tu desítku by jsem to ještě chtěl.
It's definitely motivation for the upcoming races. In the 10,000 meters, I'd like to improve on that placing, and we'll see how it goes. There, I'll have a different main rival, which I think will be David Giotto. On his home track, he'll have the home crowd behind him, so it will be a very tough race.
Domácí publikum, takže to bude taky hodně těžký závod.
Jilek's next race comes on Sunday the 15th when he lines up for the 10,000 meters.